This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people will be traveling back home today after the holiday weekend. Most will be driving, says the AAA. Gas prices are still falling. It's $3.54 a gallon this morning. Those who aren't traveling might be buying online on this Cyber Monday. Rescued! Two people on board a small plane that smashed into power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland last night. Both people seriously injured. Power got knocked out to thousands of people. No word yet on what caused the crash. Chinese authorities are easing antivirus rules after crowds demanded President Xi Jinping resign. The AP's Jennifer King.
Chinese authorities eased antivirus rules in some areas, but are reaffirming their zero COVID strategy after crowds in multiple cities held demonstrations demanding the resignation of China's President Xi Jinping. A deadly apartment fire last week raised questions about overzealous virus controls, and the city of Beijing announced it would no longer set up gates to block access to apartment compounds where infections are found. Police used pepper spray against protesters in Shanghai and struggled to suppress demonstrations in other cities. The protests are the most widespread display of opposition to the ruling Communist Party in decades. I'm Jennifer King.
The war in Ukraine is battering the healthcare system there. Operations are being postponed. Paramedics have had to use flashlights to examine patients. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Russia's devastating strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure is causing massive strain on the country's health system. Russia's airstrikes have disrupted a healthcare system which has already suffered from years of corruption and mismanagement, as well as strain from the pandemic and 9 months of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Millions of birds are being slaughtered because of bird flu. Now, almost 2 million more chickens will be killed in Nebraska after bird flu was found on a farm there, say officials. This is AP News. To the movies now.
A family film expected to soar at the box office this Thanksgiving holiday weekend was more like a flop. Turkeys don't fly well, and neither did the Disney animated film Strange World, failing to gain altitude among moviegoers. It took in less than $19 million in its first 5 days in North America, despite a reported production cost of $180 million.
We'll risk eternal war.
That kept Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, another Disney film, at the top of the box office. Then Strange World, the Korean War epic Devotion, was in third place. The Menu in fourth, followed by Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Musician John Batiste will perform at President Biden's first White House state dinner on Thursday. Batiste won 5 Grammys this year. The dinner is in honor of the French president. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.